welcome you with us. First time
das
in the
schöne, die
so
Karten
thanks gezogen. For coming. So his speaker is NaviServer and Tico, creating a retro-modern digital universe for avatars of nature. So the program changed a bit, so now there's first four last, and afterwards we will have another presentation by John on the new use of NaviServer. So now it's David Fox. So welcome David Fox, 15 minutes talk. We will see what happens.
So yes, I use FreeBSD, which is different to what everyone else uses. I like to be different in my ways, so if I just bring up what I have been doing for the past 4 years. So my background is in animation, storyboarding, visual arts, that kind of field. So a bit more. So as you know, for me, visual arts, cartoons is my thing. I enjoy it. And so I've been trying to write a cartoon because my previous history in my family has been play scripts. My grandfather wrote for Benny Hill, my uncle was a successful playwright, and myself is trying to launch myself into that fame. So how this all started was that I've started writing a cartoon for the past 3 years, got 7 episodes. None of the movie industry is interested, none of Netflix, that you can't submit your script to them. So you kind of have to present it in such a way. This isn't a pitch, this isn't a product, this is just, hey, what the hell, I'll go YOLO, do it myself. So essentially what I have created is as if you were actually in the cartoon. So when I say characters of nature, I actually mean I'm an environmentalist, I love insects, I love animals, we don't do enough for the planet, and nor is this an environmental preach. So essentially it is as if you were had access to one of the characters called Trix, Hacker Raccoon, it's Terminal. So this is kind of an information system that portrays the universe that has been taken over by evil. So I'll begin first, and let's say begin. This is as the Terminal, Vesper being a panther, of the Twilight Tribe. So click that and we end. My HTML is HTML, so as you know, everything. So first things first, the technology behind it is based on NaviServer and TCL. So what you're actually seeing here is as if you were in a bespoke hardware terminal. And what this is actually in TCL, it's actually a TCL interpreter. So the logic behind it is NaviServer boots it up, you come along, you get given a UUID, and then it boots up a TCL interpreter. So this is its own instance. It doesn't, it's completely isolated. However, it can communicate with NaviServer. So that is where the bridge comes in. So let's start with the viewer card. So this is more about me. So as you may know, on IRC, I come out as Mookie. My traditional name is David Fox, or Fox, it's been that way. Over time, I've worked 15 years from banks to adult industries, to health insurances, to animation. Yeah, so I'm abstractual. I mean, I do everything differently and it annoys managers. It's like, why? Why have you done it that way? Unorthodox is the same. Morgan Stanley being my last gig. Manager was like, you've just made this, it's fantastic, but how? People do not understand the process that I go through from, we need this, cool, it's done, but it's not done yet, somehow I magically reappear. And this is where TCL comes in, and it's just really just worked with my mind. And also a golf. So there's a Manchester golf that's just kind of paint myself to everyone else and the internet, I guess. So if I scroll down, so why TCL? Well, I used to program in Perl back in the days of MSN Messenger, Yahoo Messenger. I'm 37, so that was my era where freedom was expressible. The walled gardens were painted rainbows and you could jump over the fence. Now you're kind of captive in either the Android or iPhone. So from an environmental or technological environment, that is where I'm kind of fighting against, because it's annoying. I don't like Android, I don't like iOS. I like them both, but I want something different because I was brought up with Sony Ericsson phones or Nokias or whatnot. So what I've seen how technology has become is more enclosed in itself. And this is where TCL came along. Perl, I did something fantastic, it worked during my younger teenager years. I wasn't in the greatest of places. And then I come back to it, just like Perl style, I was like, I'll just make that one change and the whole temple collapses on itself. And so I thought, well, maybe it's time for a change. So Perl broke, tried to fix the thing and the temple collapsed. Ancients is cool. To me, legacy is fantastic. The breakdown is that younger generations see legacy as archaic. They don't have the knowledge, they don't have the documentation. So it's kind of like, well, why should I learn that when this new language can do this? So for me, it's the opposite. This new language makes no sense. I can code Python, but there's so many eagles in it that frustrate me. Again, this is not to diss programming languages. Each one has their own strong point. Everyone has their favorite, everyone has not. But what I'm trying to do is bridge the gap so all programming languages can come together as one unified interface. Because why not? Why should it only be code it in this or code it in that? Sure, there's reasons to it, security, but hey. And finally, TCL, everything is a string. It makes so much sense in my mind. What I mean by the asterisk is that I'll show you a demonstration. Everything that transverts, every variable, everything else in this system is in base 16. So if I'm operating on the string, I'm actually operating on base 16. You can see examples of this on the wiki. As you can see at the bottom there, that's a UID in hexadecimal. You were to just decrypt it back into base 32, you'd find it's just a normal UUID. So throughout this whole system, everything is in hexadecimal. Behind the scenes, I can show examples to it. Now, why Navi Server? This is the interesting one. I'm a sysadmin, I'm sysops, I've been to the dark side of the internet, I've been to the night side of the internet, I've seen it all. I've worked with Apache, I've worked with Light HTTP, I've messed about PHP Nuke, I am the script king. This would be the terminology in the kind of ad hoc hacker world. So, when I came across Navi Server, it was version 4, I think it was, and it just had a whole list of packages. It had DNS, which is fantastic. I co-locate, I don't use cloud, so hosting my own DNS. The irony is I was trying to update my DNS server, the DNS entry for the site, so you could access it out of bounds, but the DNS portal's down. If I hosted Navi server, I could have done it on the fly and it would have been available. So the list continues. It's got a wide range of extensions that I myself haven't been able to get into just yet. But it will come along. I want to see it as a spaceship in outer space, just kind of honing in. But rather than it being out there space, kind of in isolated virtual machines that for every time a viewer comes along, enters the information system, they get their own UUID, they get their own FreeBSD jail or NetBSD jail, haven't decided, and they get their own virtual machine, which then allows you to kind of isolate, run different environments, Python, Perl, Erlang, Fortran, which I'll give an example for. So yeah, clouds sink, they don't stink, they have their reason, but clouds float and then disappear and then become stupidly expensive. Space floats, so you go out and out of space, you can't breathe, but hey, at least you can float about, and ships fly. Which, yeah. So Essentially what I'll give you a lowdown is the architecture of the crystal. This is the crystal forest. This is the imaginary fantasy digital world that I'm currently portraying in the cartoon. So the architecture of the crystal is something that you've got TCL. You've got the prompt sheet and the craft sheet. So the prompt sheet is, again, works in collation with the craft sheet, which I'll show an example, but you like standard templating systems, you have ampersand, word, ampersand, and you just swap the tags together. So that's what it is. You've got the craft sheet and the prompt sheet, and it just basically match words together. And then from that, you then pipe that into TCL, Navi server, which again, this is its own interpreter, Navi server behind the scenes, so you can do all the storage, you can do whatever. And so from that, you've got different domains. You've got TCL data, you can have Python data, you can have Perl data, and they all share the same message format, which is Base16. So if you've got JSON, just encode it into Base16 and you've got a Base16 string. Decode it back, you've got your JSON back. Same with TCL structures, dictionaries, encoding Base16, you can pass it wherever you want. So you've got interoperability where you can just transfer between systems. So if you do something on the TCL side, say click a link, you can then pass that to Python and it will understand as long as you've got the conversion kit in between. So input Base16 payload, output Base16 payload. So yeah, it comes down to whatever language, whatever interpreter can involve as long as they obey the interface. So that is the basic prototype of what I have been developing for the past 4 years. I haven't got a strong presence, I just exist, I complain about bugs, maybe go, I'm doing this, why are you doing it this? I'm like, well, I'm just am. So, let me run through what I've currently created. So, first of all, SVGs, they are gonna be the next big thing. You go to AI, LLMs, what I'd call digital intelligence on my system, is that you can go create me an SVG and it will go and create it. So for example, floating clouds in the sky. There you go, you've got floating clouds in the sky. Again, with this, I've got ability to control it, and this is part of the game. Not game, but information system. So it's an interactive element. So where you've got the terminology of ISP, Internet Service Provider, I'm going for an interactive service provider. So provide lots of mini interactive services that anyone can hook into and communicate. So your language can do sockets, great. Throw it in, just like MUDs, like BBSs, IRC, all of that kind of stuff is where I'm going with. So yeah, system online, connection to Twilight Tribe established. And of course, I've still got a list of to do. So, I mean, 4 years just to get this up and running. It's been heck, but hey, you learn a lot of stuff. So welcome to the Crystal Forest, Neon Crystal. So you've got the resource panel. This is like an ordinary, say, like C panel, where you've got icons and you can click stuff. So I'll give you a basic lowdown of the cartoon. You've got characters such as Gravity, who is the evil, whoever that wants to be. You could probably name that to many of the people in the world. I'm not going to do that. You've got Crystal, and she's the warrior of the planet. She's the one that kind of was fighting against the evil. You've got the other characters, which I haven't commissioned art for, which I'd like to put forward, is I do believe there is a purpose for AI for artwork, but I believe there's also a bridge in between where the artist should be able to contribute first towards it. But, and then finally, as you saw, Vesper Terminal, she's the digital Pantarev gene. She's the guardian of the planet, the elite member of the Forgotten Twilight Tribe, which was the planet that originally got destroyed first. So, if I jump back, two resources. So, at the moment, as you know, the landmarks got destroyed. You had the data garden, which was great, and the bubble spa. The bubbles ran out, the spa disintegrated. The data garden is sort of there, I just couldn't get the link to work. So, yeah, so whatever. Let's go to the Black Hole Cafe. Let's get some coffee because I am goddamn tired. So, again, this is 4 a.m. You've got to picture yourself with your visual, dystopian future, whatnot. So, hey, there's a coffee machine. Ah, it runs Fortran. I wonder what happens. So, clicking that has now execute in the background Fortran. And there you go. So that is it in its system running. So I've just gone and executed a compiled Fortran program that, yeah, presents information. So that itself is an information system, and I kindly got GPT to translate it into other languages, because as you know, I only speak English. I've been trying to learn the others, but it'll take time. But as you can see, it's kind of like a text-based adventure game back from the days of, yeah, when you already had text. So, okay, let's return to the cafe. Oh, oops. Sorry guys, your hover cup failed. So it spills all over the floor, and so the dystopian continues. And that is what I have been building. And it's hard to describe what have you been building and why are you doing it this way and this way. But what I have visioned in my mind is that you have your own, you have your own socket server, you have your own programming language, and you can connect to a hub. You are a spaceship. If you've ever seen Firefly, like that, you have your own ship in outer space that you can then connect to a central hub, and you yourself can have an information system. You can pre-exist and use mine, or you can create your own. And with the ability now to actually vibe code, as it is so called, it encourages people to go, okay, well, let's do it in, I don't know, Erlang or some other obscure language. It's reconnecting those past languages, which back then were required sophistication and skills to actually manage. But now it's so simple, it's like Fortran. So I can just easily go and look it up. Oh, what does write do? Okay, that's how you write it. Apparently I should be using write instead of print. There's a Fortran expert here. I don't know if that's the right way of doing it or not. So, yeah. So this is what I've been working on. It's an adventure game, which I know it sometimes isn't to people's taste. My father's instant response is, why would anyone use that? So, yeah, that's a good point. Why would anyone use that? But this is why we program, at least I think so, is because, hey, this is my project. Let's see what happens if I do it the wrong way. I like reinventing the wheel. I don't like the traditional. Anytime someone says, oh, you should do it this way, I'm just going to do the opposite. So that's how this came to be. It's a kind of working, to me, a work of art, because everything is a hex string, which brings in the terminology, instead of GUI, graphical user interface, it's GUI, graphical hex user interface. And so as long as your language can talk hex, well, then mine can too. We can communicate to each other. So using old technologies, I feel that this is the way it should be, because there's always been the stigma of it's X, or you use TCL, or you use Python, or you use C or Java. I'm sick of it. I really am sick of this thing. But yeah, it's an environmental game for environmental people, I guess. So, hey, this is it. This is I exist. This is me. And hey, TCL. This is why I use TCL.
And Navisol.
And Navisol, yes.
No problem.
Thank you. Cool.
I will not call it question, any inspiration to John?
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned your spot you have using NetBSD or FreeBSD, I'm not sure which one. What, and in your spawning the instances, or how does this
work? No. So essentially is, I am, if I jump out of this, if I go to my, if I do this, so, for example, if I just show you, essentially what I'm doing is bootstrapping a bunch of commands. So if I go to, where is it, the viewer. So viewer, I've got the boot command. So essentially these are the bare minimal list of commands that get piped into an interrupter, whatever. From that, you then have Navi server, once my mouse decides to work. Yes, so then on top of this, you've got a launch procedure. So this is then compiling all of the resources. Where's my home? Where's my system? XYZ, generate the keys. Somewhat of an API, which I haven't implemented yet. Scan some directories, get the HTML CSS style so we can render it. Showing off here. Shove it into a database, hexdict. All it is NSV dict, or dictionary, just encode into base 16. So all of those are base 16 strings. So if you were to look in the actual template, dictionary database structure, that's it. And then finally, you boot it. It's just a simple execute, where's my TCL path, where's my renderer, and here's the crystal key, which is the actual database. And then from that, pronounce raw, which is raw, A-W-R, raw code essentially. You then have an external interface where you are then upvarring the, you're upvarring the variables to kind of give it its own bootstrap. And then on top of that, you've got its own interface, your own kind of meta programming language within. So these are all separate. I can't execute any Navi server commands from that, but behind the scenes, so if I, for example, take you to the prompt file, so hey, let's take it to this file. At the moment, it is a hybrid of JSON slash everything. I didn't like JSON, so I invented my own. So it's essentially, it's object oriented. So you've got the HTML elements here. Panel more text, it's defined as text, it's an HTML mark. So you can display HTML elements of it. So that's how the prompt sheet works, which then you then come to a craft sheet, which again is macros. It is essentially, hey, craft HTML, craft start, those are just the HTML commands that are being executed from Navi server to present it on the request given. So that is, for example, the example of the craft sheet, prompt sheet, and I've recently integrated caching. This is all read off of text files, so there's no databases behind it. It is just pick up, move to a new host. I reformatted my laptop before I came here, and it was just a matter of copy, paste, run, and there you go. So there's a mixture of HTML and theme because I just ran out of time and I can, yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's my code. That's how it works. And this is how we are today. So my adventure game, really. And yeah.
Any other inspiration? Okay, John Fox. Thank you.
John Fox, David Fox.
Yeah, David Fox, yeah.
David Fox. Lawrence Fox, there, yeah.